Is the single Love Me Better dedicated to your wife, Sophia?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, I suppose. I'm quite a private person, and so I don't normally talk about my private life, but this album, the people I've written with, Ryan Tedder and Ed Sheeran, have said, come on, you know, your first album, you really were open, and then the subsequent albums, I've probably tried to be more private while writing about private things. And they've said, come on, let's be open and say things rather than hint at things. And so Love Me Better is about the grief I might get occasionally online or you know, about my music, but that it really doesn't matter because there's someone at home who loves me. Mm. And that's much more important. And so yeah, but it's got humour with it as well.
Yes.
The song's got some irony in it, and it says, you know, has the line, saw you standing outside a bar, would have said you're beautiful, but I've used that line before.
Yeah, I got that one as well. As you mentioned, you've worked with a wide range of talents on The After Love, including your friend Ed Sheeran. Have you written songs together? Has he written some songs with the part of those 100 that you've written, or has he given you one of his songs to record?
No, they're songs we've written together. We went on a skiing holiday in Switzerland. He hadn't skied before, so I was his ski instructor by day. And at night, he taught me how to write songs. So it was a fair deal. And so we've wrote a song called Make Me Better. I've got Love Me Better, Make Me Better. Is the Ed Sheeran song. And again, it's a very open song. And he said, come on, let's say something. And it's a really sweet song. And again, you can see it's about my own, you know, situation, having just got married. And he's a prolific writer, very fast writer. So, yeah, so my wife laughs and says it's, you know, the nicest song that Ed Sheeran's ever written for her.
You seem a bit reluctant to sort of, like, give yourself. I mean, Ed probably brought it out of you a bit to
Yeah,
to
and
write
so,
these.
Well, you can hear it in the songs, definitely. I'm always, I do close up in an interview talking about, you know, my private life. But you can hear it in the songs. I've been very open. And so that's why it's an exciting album for me, because it is very direct, but the sound's also very fresh.
So did you go and write these in your where is it? You've got your place in Courchevel, is it?
Or it's in Verbier? A place called Verbier.
Verbier, that's it. And the restaurant's there as well, isn't it?
I've opened a restaurant there with Lawrence Delalio, the rugby player.
And Carl Fogarty.
And Carl Fogarty, the motorcycle world champion. So, and we go and, you know, drink wine and we do... soup, salads, pizzas and pastas, and we have a pizza each. There's a Blunt pizza, a Delalio pizza and a Fogarty pizza, and we compete as to who sells the most. So if you can't find me on tour, you'll know that you can find me in a kitchen in Switzerland.
There you go. It's a bit like Bruce Willis and Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger when they had opened Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood, exactly.
That's it, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, we're turning it into branches of... as it's called, Lavash.
Lavash, that's it, yeah.